This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McKean. A man suspected of fatally shooting a supporter of a right-wing group in Portland, Oregon, last week was killed late Thursday as a fugitive task force tried to arrest him in Lacey, Washington. The U.S. Marshal Service said Friday that 48-year-old Michael Forrest Reinhold was killed as a federal task force attempted the arrest. Authorities say he is a suspect in the killing of 39-year-old Aaron J. Danielson, who was fatally shot Saturday night. Thurston County Sheriff's Lieutenant Ray Brady says four members of the task force fired their weapons, including members from local city police and county sheriff's departments. With protests in Portland, Oregon, nearing the 100-day mark, Oregon Governor Kate Brown and other Democratic leaders Thursday called for an end to violence, even as federal agents were continuing to arrest protesters who allegedly assaulted law enforcement officers. Protests have erupted daily in the Pacific Northwest city since the killing of George Floyd. They are now punctuated by clashes between Black Lives Matter demonstrators and far-right counter-protesters. Joe Biden told residents of Kenosha, Wisconsin, that recent turmoil following the police shooting of Jacob Blake, a Black man, could help Americans confront centuries of systemic racism, drawing a sharp contrast with President Trump amid a reckoning that has galvanized the nation. The visit marked the former vice president's first trip to the battleground state of Wisconsin as a Democratic presidential nominee. New Zealand's prime minister says that the current coronavirus restrictions will remain in place until at least mid-September as a precautionary measure. This comes as New Zealand reports its first coronavirus-related death in 3 months. The country's health minister said the victim is a man in his 50s. Authorities said earlier lifted a lockdown in Auckland following an outbreak there that began last month. This is VOA News. 76 wealthy nations are now committed to joining a global COVID-19 vaccine allocation plan co-led by the World Health Organization that aims to help buy and fairly distribute the shots. Where does Joe Davies tells us Japan, Germany, and Norway are reportedly among them.
That's according to the Gavi Vaccines Alliance, the public-private partnership that is co-leading the initiative with the WHO. Its chief executive, Seth Barkley, told Reuters that it's in talks with China about that country also joining. The plan is called COVAX, and it's designed to discourage national governments from hoarding vaccines and to focus first on vaccinating the most high-risk people in every country. Its backers say it should lead to lower vaccine costs for everyone and a swifter end to the pandemic. Financing comes out of national budgets, and 92 poorer nations are contributing voluntary donations. Participating wealthy countries are also free to procure vaccines through bilateral deals and other plans. The United States has said this week that it won't join COVAX due to the Trump administration's objection to the involvement of the World Health Organization. It's also said the U.S. won't be paying some of the $80 million it owes the World Health Organization as it plans to leave the agency next year.
That's Reuters' Joe Davies reporting. More than 867,000 people have died from COVID-19 globally, and there are more than 26.2 million confirmed infections. The U.S. continues to lead in both deaths and infections, followed by Brazil, then India. The Kremlin is rejecting accusations that Russia had been responsible for the poisoning of opposition politician Alexei Navalny and said it saw no grounds for sanctions to be imposed against Moscow over the case. Reuters' Edward Barron.
The Kremlin was speaking a day after German Chancellor Angela Merkel said Navalny was poisoned with a Soviet-style Novichok nerve agent in an attempt to murder him. Navalny, who's 44, is an outspoken opponent of Russian President Vladimir Putin and has specialized in high-impact investigations into official corruption. He collapsed on a domestic Russian flight after drinking a cup of tea that his allies said was poisoned and was airlifted to Germany last week. A Kremlin spokesman said Moscow rejected any suggestion Russia was behind the attack on Navalny and warned other countries against jumping to hasty conclusions. Merkel has said Germany would consult its NATO allies about how to respond to the poisoning.
That's Reuters' Edward Barron reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump Thursday honed the law and order message he intends to wield against his Democratic rival Joe Biden with 2 months to go until Election Day, stepping up attacks that his campaign believes are resonating with battleground state voters. Speaking at a rally in Pennsylvania, the president told supporters to vote early to make sure their vote counts and be ready to vote in person. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.